It's another year. It's another draft in the books. This is what you worked for all year long. How do you feel after five picks this weekend?
I feel really good about the players we picked. Feel good about the whole process and how we went through it. And at the end of the day, tried to do a lot of things, move up, get extra picks. It didn't work out, but I think the group as a whole is really happy with the five guys we brought to the organization today.
So let's go through. Is there, you know, you take a look at the, I guess the first thing that would pop out is you went on a really long run of forwards going all the way back to 2017 up until you took Dustin Wolf, the goaltender, to finish off this year's draft. Between Yusuf Alamaki, your first pick in 2017, and Dustin Wolf, your last pick in 2019, it's been all forwards that your group has taken. Any particular reason for that?
It just worked out that way.
Yeah?
That way the list's gone. I mean, obviously, you could look at this draft, and we talked about it before, how many good defensemen there were in the first round and then going in the second round. And you can't, you know, we tried a couple times to get extra picks, but it was almost impossible to get into that group because it was a good group. So when we talk about that, like, you know, Tree and I and Don Maloney and Rob Sumner and Fred Parker were at the table. We talked about defensemen a lot, but just like we talked about recency and not trying to do stuff because of what happened at the end of the year, the playoffs, we tried to stick to our process and what we thought was important. And, you know, we've signed those two free agent defensemen, Lurby and Yellison. And, you know, that's what makes an organization real functional. Is if you have a lack of something somewhere, you go out and get it. So whether it's a college free agent or, you know, we'll invite some guys to camp or European free agents, that's how it all works in concert. Today, it didn't work out as a defenseman, but again, it's just the way the list fell, and we like the guys we got there.
How every year you ask this question, your list differs from Edmonton's list and Vancouver's list and the list that we get access to in the public, but in terms of how things went, how many players that you had high were still available when it was your turn to pick today?
Well, Nikolaev was obviously high on our list. He was a guy, well, Peltier first yesterday, but Nikolaev was high. And then Foyk and Nadler were both guys that we had right on the edge of our list. And it was a little strategy there because we're trying to figure out, like, who we had a better chance of getting with the net, who might slide. And the honest truth of that is we didn't have an answer. So we couldn't figure it out. So we decided that Foyk was the guy we're going to take there. And then hopefully Nadler was going to be there with our next pick, and he was. And then after that, we talked about our goalie. There was a couple other D-men that went before the goalie was picked. But we had our mindset coming in that if there was a goalie that we liked available and it wasn't just a seventh-round pick, then we would take one. And, and Dustin was there. And to be honest, you know, when you go from the fifth to the seventh round, you're sweating it out a little bit. Like, there was three goalies there. He was the top of our goalie list left, and we got him. So we were very happy about that.
I asked you on Thursday about taking goaltenders and the risk that goes along with it. Obviously, a seventh round pick, it's near the end of the draft, but it's so hard to project. There's plenty of seventh round goaltenders who go on and have long careers in the NHL. It's not a science projecting what they're going to be, but what made Dustin Wolf the guy? It's the first goaltender you've taken since 2016.
To come in and do what he did in Everett after following Carter Hart, and to be a starter and be a starter on a good team as a 7-year-old goalie is very impressive. Our goalie evaluation of Dustin is that he's a very smart, reads the play very well goalie, athletic, competitive. The biggest knock on him, I would think, is not relative to playing the goalie position. It's just about his size. So we tried to look past that and say, hey, this guy's a goalie, and there's 6-foot goalies playing in the NHL, and they're good goalies. So, like, why not take a guy that meets all the other criteria we have for goalies when we thought the time was right?
Todd Button, the director of amateur scouting, is with us as the Flames wrap up their 7 rounds of the 2019 NHL draft. You talked about the wide variance of players, and how did that play itself out? How did it kind of affect this year's draft and this year's selections?
It didn't really, actually. The variance was, obviously, once you're down, like, I'm going to say it was around 45 this year. It went all over the place. But the first time it went all over the place was like 18 or 19 last night, right? So the variance was in certain areas. But the first when we were talking about our pick 26, how many different types of players we like there, right? And then obviously as you get going in the draft, there's always going to be a big variance. So we stuck to our list, which was 62 and then five goalies, and we had them slotted in where we wanted them, and then we started going to the area scouts like we usually do, and that's how you end up with a Foyk and a Nadler.
So when you start going to the area scouts, what does that look like at the table?
Well, we're sitting there. We have our list of 62, and, you know, I'll go around. I know who the guys like, basically, and Tree knows who they like based on our conversations and putting our list together. So I said Foyk and Nadler were just outside that top 62, and the reason they were outside is because we don't put rank guys on our main list that haven't had lots of crossover viewings, meaning myself and Rob Sumner and Fred Parker along with the area guys. So those guys were just outside that. We all saw Nadler and we all saw Foyk, but not as much as you would if they were, you know, high second rounders or first rounders.
Right.
So we knew who they were, and once you know that Bobby Hagelin and Jim Cummins really like them, you can support them in those picks. So we're sitting there, we're looking at a couple other guys, and those were the guys we decided on. And, you know, we're sitting there right before we picked Foyk, and we said Foyk or Nadler, and we decided, like I told you, we had that conversation, and then we decided on Foyk, and then, like I said, thankfully Nadler was there with our next pick, so we got two guys that we had fairly close together.
That's really interesting when you talk about putting together your list. You came up with a list of 62, and so to be a part of that list, it comes down to having a set amount of viewings, and as you say, crossover viewings?
Right.
So how does, so what, without telling me the exact criteria, but I'm just, like, so you see some lists that you're like, well, there's 200 plus picks in the draft. You must have 200 picks players on your, but it's not like that for you, hey?
On the ranking list, 62. Then we had another 75 guys on what we call the area list and another secondary goalie list. So, but yeah, the crossover scouts, you know, management, we're going to see the top 45 guys for sure. And then when you're seeing those guys, you see extra guys, right? But I can't tell you that I know Josh Nadler more than I know than Jimmy Cummins. He's
right.
Seen him 15 times.
Right.
I've seen him 4. So we do it by viewings. We know who we've got a lot of crossover viewings, but I think it gets dangerous when you try and see a guy once or twice, when an area guy's seen him 12 times, and you say yay or nay on that pick. You have to trust your guys, and we trust our guys, and that's how it gets to that area list. And that was around the 100th pick, right?
So. Yeah. Todd Button's with us, the director of amateur scouting. Well, we've talked about Dustin Wolf, who is your 7th round pick, the Everett Silvertips goaltender who put up outstanding numbers in Everett this past year. So we talked about him. Let's go through the other picks. Let's start with Friday night. Jacob Pelche, your 1st round pick at number 26 overall. How come he was your guy at 26?
Well, he was the next guy on the list, and it got down to this. Jacob Pelche will leave nothing on the table to make the NHL. He's a smart player. He's got a tremendous, tremendous work ethic. And we're hoping that his skating comes a bit and that his hand skills get better. They're good. We want him to get better. He's a leader. He wants to take charge. He's a highly, highly, highly focused kid. So character-wise, intangible-wise, ability-wise, we thought he was a can't-miss prospect. Don't know how high he's ever going to play. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be a first-line player. But I'm telling you, if a guy's going to make strides, it's going to be a guy like him who has those insides and that work ethic and that commitment. So all those things put together, the brain, the work. Fundamentally, this kid, he's so coachable and he's so smart within the fundamentals. Like, you watch him play and he makes the right decision almost all the time. He's not a flashy guy who's going to try and put up highlight film goals, but he makes the right decision. He's responsible. He's accountable. Coaches love him because of that, right? You think of guys that coaches, even in the NHL, that they're the dependable guy. You can put him in any situation. He's not going to cheat the game. So sometimes those guys don't look as flashy because they're playing the game the right way. So all those factors, just like it was very easy for us at that point to say, okay, this is the guy.
The amount of guys in the NHL right now that you know, maybe aren't the most skilled player in the NHL, the fastest, the strongest, the hardest shot, but who think the game at an elite level. I mean, you've got one that you drafted in 2016 in Matthew Tkachuk. Like, he may not be the best skater in the NHL, but he understands the game at a level that very few do. Is that kind of what we're talking about in terms of the...
Yeah, I'm not comparing him to Matthew. You can... He can play any situation. He can kill penalties. He'll play 4-on-4. He'll play on your power play. So those guys are valuable, right? Because you're not limited to say, oh, he's a power play specialist or he only play in the zone.
Right.
And not that there's not a need for those guys at the right time, but this guy, the skill set he has as a base, we think is improvable. Number one, because he's got it all on the insides, the confidence and the will and desire that he wants to be good. You know, you watch guys, you're around hockey players all the time, NHL players, Mark Giordano. They will themselves to get better. So when you, all our background work, like, it was almost funny. We were getting to the point where, can somebody find something that somebody says bad about this kid? And you couldn't anywhere. Teammates, even opponents, right? Oh, I don't like playing against that guy. He's determined. He keeps going. He's nonstop. So obviously we want to give development coaches the best raw tools that they can build these guys up. And this guy's got them. And, like, they're not going to have ever have to worry about when they tell him he needs to do this training-wise or nutrition-wise. He's going to do it. We know he's going to do it.
You went to Russia for your third-round pick, Ilya Nikolaev. He was a guy that was high on your list, as you said already. What attracts you so much about him?
Real smart two-way center. He played with the 10th overall pick, Pod Colson. They were dominant together. Obviously, Pod Colson was a big factor in that, but this guy was like the head, the brain of that line. He merged all the players. He was the guy in the middle that connected the forwards and the wingers, and real smart guy. And another guy, with all the research, eyebrows down, like, very, very focused kid and very serious. Now, he's got a two-year contract over in Yaroslavl, and that's fine with us. He plays a lot. And another guy, he plays the game the right way, and the insides are there. We know he's going to get better. We know he's going to do the work. So it just makes it easy for us. It makes it easy for the development team to know that, okay, I might have to spend more time here, but if I don't spend as much time with this guy, he's not going to go off the rails, right? So just a solid, solid overall 200-foot player that's very, very smart.
Your fourth-round pick, Swedish winger Lukas Fjoik. Tell us about him.
A little bit. He's a later developing kid as far as physically, but he's really smart too. I mean, I'm going to keep saying this about all these guys. He's a smart player. He's a little bit thin. He's going to need some time to put some weight on. But he's a smart player, very shifty, and we think he's got a lot of room to grow.
And finally, your fifth-round pick, Josh Nadler out of Fargo in the USHL.
So our old scout, Pierre-Paul Lamoureux, played in Red Deer for Brent Sutter. He's a new head coach in Fargo. He's the associate coach, so the head coach moved up and named him head coach. So Jimmy Cummins has a real good relationship with Pierre-Paul. And so USHL tournament at the start of the year, he was really good. Hlinka, he was really good. Thick center iceman again with really good vision, good hands. I would call him more of an in-the-zone player as far as his offense. He creates offense in the zone, good puck protection, and he's off to Michigan State. But, again, work ethic guy, smart player. Skating's his biggest issue. If I say, like, I really like this player and we got him late in the draft, it's because his skating needs to get better. So, but the head, the hands, and the will are all there.
I know that you always say you're always happy after a draft, but again, you're feeling really good about the five players that you picked. So now that's in the past. 2019 NHL draft is done. Like, when does Todd Button start on 2020?
I think it's Wednesday in Buffalo. That Select 17 camp comes pretty fast. But you know what? Like, I know this is a great class next year, so I'm excited to get back at it. And I'd rather spend time in the rink than in the boardroom, that's for sure.
That's awesome.
So it's been good, so I'm excited to get going again.
Well, congratulations on a good draft, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you, Todd.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.